I love putting lipstick on my little losers. Loser lipstick. I know a lot of men find women's underwear to be supremely humiliating. Our culture has so inculcated the notion that for a man to be a real man, he must not ever show any form of softness or sweetness or anything even remotely feminine. Add to that the deliberate linking of panties with exactly all those soft feminine traits by marketing and media, and voila! A perfect storm of sissy humiliation for strokers and perverts. Put you in some cute silky panties and watch as you melt in abject humiliation. That said, panties as humiliation just, it doesn't go far enough for me. When I decide to humiliate you, I'm not willing to settle for just a little embarrassing. Oh no, I want the whole enchilada, the entire experience. I want you so humiliated and embarrassed that you could just burst into flames on the spot. That's why I love my loser lipstick so much. Everything that's humiliating about panties can be said of lipstick, too. Soft, feminine, pretty, and linked explicitly to women. All that and the added bonus that you can't hide loser lipstick under your clothes. Because lipstick can't be hidden from casual sight, it's perfect for some public humiliation. I do have a very nice bright red lipstick for loser stroker sluts that wears off easily. I like to use that one for when I've got a humiliation cocksucker. I love seeing red streaks left behind on whatever you've put your dirty slut mouth to work on, sucking and licking. But for a night out with the ladies, you'll be in a nice long-wearing formula. There's a 12-hour and a 24-hour formula, and either way, your walk of shame tomorrow is going to be epic. Because, well, that red lipstick will still be going strong. Run along home in shame, knowing that everyone who sees you, from the barista at the coffee shop to the paper delivery, will know that you're wearing bright red slutty lipstick. Loser. For more, visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com or call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.